Blog Talk Radio.
You lost the gusto. Oh, here he is.
Welcome to Night Shadows.
Yeah, can
I'm
you hear
Stuart
me?
Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a really great show. We've got Augusto and Larry with us, and kind of a round table. And I want to bring in Augusto had a, I guess you could call it a vision of something that sounds to be very evil in the end of it. Hello, everyone. Hi, Augusto. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. So good to be with you. And with Larry, I'm doing all right.
Well, good. Larry, how are you doing up on your mountain?
Oh, I'm hunkered down, and we're going to have storms all night, they say, and there are really some bad ones coming our way, but we're just trusting the Lord. So thanks for having me. I'm interested in hearing what Augusto's got to say tonight.
Yeah, why don't we I mean, there is a ton of stuff to actually talk about, from the surveillance that everybody denies. Donald Trump, for example, has been surveilled. Well, of course he has. He's been surveilled for years. And I don't know why I don't know what to make of it. We're getting so much contradictory news, and maybe it's deliberate so that nobody knows what's really going on. Anyway, Augusto, you had kind of I guess it was a relatively short vision in which the Lord told you, as I understand it, to check this out. So could you elaborate on what the Lord showed you?
Sure. It's kind of a strange thing, Stuart, because I wasn't dreaming. It was not a dream. I was waking up in the morning. I was my eyes were open, and I was just, you know, beginning to come into my consciousness. And all of a sudden, I see in front of me this word. It's just one word, okay? And then I saw it. And then I heard it. I saw it and heard it at the same time. The only thing the only other experience I've had similar to this one was several years ago when I saw the same thing and I heard the same thing, but that time it was the word ubiquitous. I saw it and I heard it, ubiquitous. And it was the same kind of thing. I didn't know what that was. I didn't even know the word existed. And I had to look it up in the dictionary, make sure that it existed, and then I found out that it was real. And of course, that had to do with the darkness, the ubiquitous darkness that was that was coming. And I got other experiences after that one to complement what the Lord had given me. Now, this one was the same. It was something I saw and I heard. It was almost like I heard it and saw it all at the same time. And the word I saw and I heard, I am not familiar with this word. I've never seen it before, never used it for sure. And it was the word Simpro. And I saw it with this black letters. I saw it very, very, very vivid, very clearly. And that's all I saw. That's all I saw and heard. And I just was staring at it. It was there for several seconds until it just dissipated. And then I said, Lord, what is this? What does it mean? And because I had no clue what that was. And then all he said to me was, go search it out. It's going to happen soon in the next several months. And I can't remember if he said the next several months, but he said it's going to happen very soon. And anyways, I remember when I got out of my bed, I just had no clue what that was all about, and I had to look it up. And sure enough, there I found it. I found it in the internet, a company named Simpro, but it was much more than a company. And the more I began to research it, and of course I posted it on our website. And whenever I have one of these strange visions, dreams, I post it, and I don't understand what it means. I post it, and I send it out to the people, because the people out there, there's a lot of people there that can help me interpret, because some of them know more about these things. Like in this particular case, there's a person that works with the government. And this person wrote me an email and began to tell me some of the things that this means. And then I got other comments from other people. But anyways, to make a long story short, basically, the interpretation of this so far, because this is evolving, it's evolving. I'm getting more information as each day goes by. What I have found out so far is that this is an acronym. Now, Simpro is an acronym for Computer Integrated Manufacturing Process. And it is much more than that. It is much more than a company. It is a company, but it is much more. This particular company is an energy management company and a supplier of open remote management systems that has its main offices in the Netherlands and in Belgium. Now, of course, you know as well as Larry that Netherlands and Belgium, that is where this big computer is located. They call the Beast, and they're building a brand new quantum computer, a huge quantum computer in the Netherlands, and so this is where this company is located, the headquarters. But I also found out through different people that wrote to me that it's an applications technology that is being integrated into every kind of device that exists out there, databases, statistical, anything, any system, any computer electronic system that has sensors that can be recorded, analyzed, studied. It is used for control. It is used for in every gadget that people have, like TVs, cell phones, the PCs, cameras, web, radio, websites, utilities, communications, emails, the financial networks, all kinds of businesses, education, the military, NASA, CERN, and on and on and on, the list goes. And so this computer technology concept is basically putting all these things together. And it's collecting data. It's collecting data on every human being on the face of the earth, on just about everything it can gather. And so, although the brain, the actual hardware, the brain of this system is called, is that computer that they're building. Well, they already built one, but they're building even more sophisticated models of the quantum computers. Although that is the brain, this actually is the system, is the Beast system. This is the, according to what I have found out, this is actually what is going to collect everything, this system. Because this, what this Simpro is doing, or it's going to be doing even more and more as the technology improves, this thing is going to collect every single piece of information on every American, every Canadian, every European, every single person all over the globe, while people are using their computers, their cell phones, and so forth and so on, their TVs. This is what this system is going to do. So this is the actual brain. This is the actual beast system. And so what the Holy Spirit was alerting me to was that this is already being implemented. They're already gathering our information. This is why there's all these debates about the cell phones that collect the data with the GPSing and all these things, and Google and Facebook, and all these computer systems are working together collecting that data from every human being on the face of the earth. And the time is going to come when this system, and again, I'm still researching it. I would love to be able to talk to this guy that is an expert in quantum computers, but I haven't been able to get a hold of him. Maybe one day, if you can get a hold of him, I would love to pick his brain on some of these things, because this is definitely where we are heading, Stuart and Larry. And this computer system is located in Belgium, and this is basically going to be the part of the wireless technology that is going to be everywhere. Everybody's going to be communicating with these things and through these things, and eventually, you know, people will not need any cell phone or anything. It's going to be we're going to be wired into this thing, and it's going to know every single thing that they need to know about each individual. And nobody is virtually going to be able to buy or sell anything without you know, they're going to know everything about us. And I think we're almost there. I don't know how much longer we have, but the technology already exists. This 5HTML that they came out with, I think it was about 2-3 years ago, this is what, for the first time, allowed this technology to do all these things I'm talking about. And now they're talking about 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, it's just going to go explode from there. And so what we're talking about here is being able to turn our TV on without any remote control, our appliances, our smart appliances, smart TV, a smart refrigerator, everything, the cars, everything is going to be interconnected. And so that is basically what I have found out so far about Simpro. And this thing is, although I had never heard about this, never seen that word, I started finding out that this thing is all over the world. It's in Central America. It's in South America.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all over, and I had never seen it. But this, it involves every single thing, the industry. It involves industry. It involves vehicles, cars. I mean, anything that has electronics in it is related. It's going to be controlled and integrated with the Simpro system.
Wow, Larry, got any questions there?
Oh, it just makes me think of so many things that you know, when you wonder if remember the old. I was trying to remember the name of that show years ago, that black and white show that came out with talking about a time when everybody was observed. I mean, one where everything you did, people knew what you were almost thinking, you know, pretty much. And it reminds me also of the old Star Trek folks called the Borg. Remember the Borg, where they were wired in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the... when they started connecting the human beings to machines, and they were all connected, like one, you know, like one brain, part of the hive.
Well, of course, that is part of what they. You remember Madeline Halfbright, when she was, actually all bright, but I nicknamed her half bright. She used to wear a bee all the time on her blouse. And I always thought that that was just a message to everybody that, yes, it is a hive, and eventually we're all going to be wired into it, and it's just part of the matrix. Of course, we're already in a matrix of sorts, but now this seems to be the final phase of it. And if this is worldwide, then this has to be Illuminati, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's really there's so many parts to this thing that it is just mind-boggling. The Illuminati, the deep state, they call them the deep state, the industrial complex, military industrial complex, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, it's very hard nowadays to find anyone in the government that does not belong to one of those organizations, Masons, Skull and Bones. I mean, it's got so many tentacles that it's really very, very difficult to find anyone that is not a part of that. And so there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to hide. These people have their fingers everywhere.
So if this thing is wired in to just about everything, that means they're wired in to the NSA, to all the intelligence agencies worldwide, FSB over in Russia, the Mossad in Israel, all
yep.
the intelligence agencies everywhere. So they collect more or less like the fusion centers here that are in just about every town now. So they collect all that data, then they feed it maybe to Homeland Security. Homeland Security feeds it to SEMPRO.
Yep.
Is that how this works?
From what I have been learning so far, and again, I continue to learn more and more, but from what I have learned so far, SEMPRO is like the collecting mechanism. It is what collects and connects all of these things together. And then, you know, I guess they send it to this super quantum computer named the Beast over there in Belgium. But all of these things are connected. It's interconnected. And, you know, this CERN is much more than people realize. This thing, you know, a lot of people don't realize, Stuart, that CERN was really responsible for coming out with basically the basics of the internet, the concept and the basics of the internet, and these people are involved in things that we don't even understand at this moment. It's beyond our understanding, and so I don't know. This is much bigger than I even realize at this time. Everything is connected. Every conversation that people have, every email that is being sent, every TV program that is watched. Do you know the recent dump by WikiLeaks?
Yep.
That I think it happened, a few weeks ago. Remember that they said in that dump, and they Assange released it, and he basically revealed all the different methods that the NSA and the CIA uses to collect data on Americans?
Yeah, this
that
is
was,
the thing that,
that
I
that was mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, this is what I don't understand, because if you tune into even Fox News, they're all the same, basically. It's paid opposition or progressive, whatever you want. Communists is really what it is. But they keep coming out and saying, well, Trump was wrong when he said that he wasn't being surveilled. Well, of course he was being surveilled. We're all being surveilled. So when you hear that kind of stuff on TV, I guess the only thing you can say is they don't want the American people, or basically the masses, to wake up as to what's really happening. Would you agree with that, you guys?
Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, yeah, I think you're exactly correct. And I don't know if you heard about it the last day or two, but there's a report coming out today saying that that the government is going for a warrant for Julian Assange over the WikiLeaks deal, but it only came about after he released what the data Augusto was just talking about, data revealing. Now, I don't know many people that saw the movie Snowden. Most people would probably be turned off by the name, but I know, Stuart, you watched it, and
yes,
it really revealed everything we're talking about in its own fashion.
Yes. Boy, I don't know. I mean, if everything is being recorded, so then obviously we're getting into the biblical, not only the mark of the beast, but when they say peace and security. Because you cannot have peace or security without a database of everyone to know who might disturb the peace and therefore disturb the security. Would that follow, do you think?
Well, it makes information. It reminds me of the movie, what was it, about thought crimes. They actually arrest you before you committed a crime because they figured out you might be leaning that way.
Yeah, Tom Cruise played in that. I'm not sure if I remember. Minority Report.
Yeah.
What's the name
yeah.
of that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Then they
I
had
saw
one
that one
before that. Yeah, go ahead, Augusto.
No, I was just saying that I saw that, and it was pretty interesting. Very entertaining movie because that theme that it was based on, that, like Larry was saying, basically arresting people before the crime was made. And they base those arrests on statistical, percentages. If the person had a high percentage to commit a certain crime, they preempted them and arrested them. And I think they already are there. They know what everybody is prone to do. They know what all of these alt-right people are prone to do. I mean, these people are more powerful than I think we give them credit for. These people are extremely powerful. Of course, they think they're more powerful than the Almighty, which they are not. The Almighty is allowing them to do their thing, but we have no idea how powerful and how brilliant the stuff that these people have, because one of the things we have to remember is that these people, are connected to the falling angelic technology.
Yes.
These people have access to that, and so, of course, we're talking about fallen angel technology, the same technology but multiplied by 1,000. They were given the people back in the days of Noah, Genesis 6. They were giving them technology, beyond their years, beyond their knowledge. But now the technology that is being given to mankind is way, way, way more powerful and dangerous. From what I have heard and read, there exists the technology, presently, there is the technology to destroy, large objects, to destroy, let's say, planetoids or small planets. They have that technology, that is what they're developing in CERN. They are developing the ability to destroy planets, which that ties into another experience I had about a few years ago. But anyways, that is part of CERN. That is part of CERN. I would love to know more about that, but that is a technology that exists. And I just don't see how the you know, the Lord, the Almighty, is going to allow that for much longer. I just don't believe He's going to allow these people to even think of using that technology to destroy worlds.
Yeah. Getting back to surveillance, Linda, are you familiar with Linda Moulton Howe at all, Augusto?
Yeah, I am.
She relates an experience. She got in contact with somebody who had been down to Antarctica, and we should get into that, too, because this is high technology down there and part of the fallen angel matrix, I guess one could call it. But anyway, she was outside of a restaurant talking to this guy outside, away from by her car, I guess, about this Antarctic stuff with this guy who had been down there and had come back. They knew what the conversation was, and there was nobody around. So they can obviously zero in probably on anybody at any time in any location and listen in. So they are getting to the point where the CFR motto everywhere, mocking God, is now becoming a reality, which is obviously why I think the Lord would have shown you what He did. He wanted you to get out to understand what was coming. Now, you just said this is coming soon. This is what the Lord more or less implied, but not a date, but just it's coming rapidly and soon.
Yeah, that's basically what He said. He will become a reality very soon. He didn't give me a time frame, but I mean, just to think about the fact that the technology already is here, I just didn't know it. I knew they had the chips and the quantum computers, and I knew about that. But this thing, apparently, Stuart and Larry, this thing is far more advanced than I thought. And people are asleep at the wheel. People, they think this the 666 technology is still quite a ways from today, and that's not the case. It's already here. It's just about the only thing that is really awaiting is the person to step into the scene and use it. Really, it's basically use this technology and implement it. That's really all that is needed. The technology is here. They have the computers, and the CERN computer is already going to be doing some final experimentations this next few months, and I don't know if they have something big planned for September of 23rd this year, but I believe that September 23rd this year, something is going to happen. I don't know what, I don't know how, I don't know the details, but there is something going to happen this September 23rd or around that time, because it's just too many coincidences happening on that particular date, which of course that happens to be the day where this vision that Apostle John had in the Revelation 12 is going to become a reality in the cosmos and astronomically speaking, and it happens to fall on the on a high holiday, which is September 23rd. It happens to fall. I mean, when you put these things together and you begin to look at this, it just makes the hair on the back of your neck stand on up. The Feast of Trumpets, for example, is on September 22nd, depending on where you are, whether you're in Israel or here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is Rosh Hashanah, okay? In Israel is the 21st. Outside of Israel is the 22nd. That's a Friday. That's also the beginning of a Sabbath, okay? And that is also September 23rd is the third day of Tishri. And that also is it begins basically what is known as the days of awe, the days of awe. The following Saturday is the Day of Atonement. So beginning on the Feast of Trumpets, okay, those next 10 days is what is known as the Days of Repentance or the High Holidays or the Days of Awe. So this is when this astronomical alignment is happening. So I don't know, it could just be a coincidence. This thing also is happening on the on this Jubilee year. I don't know. There's too many things here coming together that is too much of a coincidence, if you ask me. Just too much of a coincidence. And, of course, if we think back, the last Jubilee, you know, the one before this one, was in 1967. And guess what happened in 1967?
Yeah, same thing, kind of a, that was the moon eclipses, right, if I recall.
Yeah, but that also is when, you know, Israel recovered Jerusalem.
Yes.
The 67-68 war. And so what is going to happen this time around, and of course, if you go back 50 years before the previous Jubilee, that takes us back to 1917, to the Balfour Declaration. Yeah.
Yep.
So what is going to happen in Israel this time? Something big is going to happen there and in the world because it always affects the whole world.
Yeah, when I put together the Omega Code, there's no way you can get around it that 2017 or 5777 is absolutely a key pivot point for the whole world, not just Israel. But it's very, very interesting. Also, you know, people say, well, that star sign shows up basically every year. Well, it does and it doesn't. But what is very unique is how all of the planets align, not all of them, but some of them, go with the Leo. And Regulus is the top star, and that is very, very important. But what's really more important and what proves conclusively that this star sign is really, as the Bible says, a great sign in the heavens is Jupiter going into the womb. And I think it already entered into the womb, right, on November 20th, stays there for 9 months, and then comes out. Now, have you guys seen the deal? I think it's, I can't remember the guy's name, but he's got it out there. They found the destroyer, or what they think is a destroyer. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you're talking
about
you, Larry?
What do you think of that?
You're talking about the one where it's kind of peeking out under that blackout they've got covering it?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe they're trying to announce it at this point, but it was kind of funny how they released it. So, I don't know. I've all these signs, and yet the Christian church appears to be totally comatose.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any way to wake these people up?
No, I think it's a blindness that... I believe that only the elect are waking up, and I know this. I know that I'm going into the deep end there, and a lot of people may not follow. But I think only the elect are waking up. Those that are supposed to wake up are waking up, and the others will not until you know the until it's over, you know, until it's too late, until the persecution really begins to take place and the decapitations begin to take place and the martyrdom, all these things. But I think it's the waking up is very selective. It's very selective. This is, you know, if you go into the scriptures and you read the gospels when the Messiah was here, he kept telling his disciples. He says, "To you is given is known, you know, is given to know the mysteries of the of this
yes.
you know of the kingdom, but to the others, no, they're not." And so I just wonder if that applies today. If that, you know, if the Lord were here, would he say the same things? Would he say to a group, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to the others, no"? It's just food for thought.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think that's the way it's always been. And he says there is a reward for those who search everything out. Mm-hmm. But there is no reward for those who don't. And so it's very, very odd. I wanted to briefly get back to this SimPro and these super computers. Well, they're more than super computers at this point. I guess you could call them super mighty computers when you're talking about the quantum computers.
Mm-hmm.
There is a, they call it a mythology, I don't know what you would call it, in Israel, about the golem. Are you familiar with that, Augusto?
Yeah, the golem, the monster, yeah. I've heard some of that.
Well, it makes me wonder whether this is what we're watching come to, because it comes out first as a servant in the story, in the mythology. And it says, "How can I serve you?" Well, then it becomes an equal. And then it becomes the master.
Mm.
Well, the computers started out by saying, "How can we serve you?"
Mm-hmm.
Now they're probably jumped even beyond being equals. These quantum computers are basically becoming our master, sort of like those Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator series where artificial intelligence, and I know a lot of the scientists are warning humanity over and over and over again, be very, very careful with this because they could take over. And once
yep.
they took over, what do they need humanity for?
Well,
do you think? What about you?
Yeah, well, Larry, go ahead and share while I do some thinking about that.
Well, it's really interesting. And Augusto, what you was talking about earlier, the SimPro and all, and how that plays into this and how it's all connected, you know, CERN and NASA and the military and you know, all the way around the world. And probably also, if we really knew completely, it's all connected also with Antarctica, and I would not be surprised if it's not connected to Mars. And then it might even go to a place called the Orion Star System, which is mentioned in the Bible, by the way. This thing, I think, is, you know, what we see, what we're seeing, the computerized portion of it is, you know, what we perceive to be real. Now, what we don't understand is possibly behind all of this also is the AI or artificial intelligence, which means a machine that becomes self-aware, so to speak, and then can think on its own and begin to operate without instructions. And I think that's what Stuart was basically talking about, the computer. And I know exactly what he's talking about, because the more I run a computer, the more I realize I don't even own it, even though I bought it and paid for it, and I even pay for its upkeep and the updates and all of this, and then I pay for the satellite system, you know, to use it, and it still does on its own what it wants to, and it lets me in there occasionally. And so I find that I don't even own that computer that I sit in front of, that everybody else seems to be operating at most of the time, and in more ways than one. But however, on top of that, not only is there an AI, or artificial intelligence, operating, and I think in the Microsoft system, it's called Cortana. That's a little imp that's in there working against you. But I think if we look even further, we may even, because Eliyahu Rips, and, he's the mathematician, the Russian mathematician that went to Israel, and he works at the Jerusalem University there in Israel, does the Torah codes with Glazerson. And he told me one time, he said, the Torah codes, of course, we didn't know the Torah codes until we got the computer. In other words, we're waiting in Daniel for that time, apparently, and we got the computers to run this, and now you've even got bigger computers and faster computers. And Rips told me one time, he said, we're even finding that these Torah codes appear to be multidimensional. So that got me to thinking, Augusto, and I'd like y'all's opinion on this. If that's true, then maybe even further back than AI, in what we can't see is an unseen, invisible hand operating from another dimension. What do y'all think?
Well, there are a number of scientists. Go ahead, Augusto.
Yeah, that AI is... That is what we're talking about with this SimPro. It's AI, it's artificial intelligence. That of course the Bible talks about the prophet of the beast, the false prophet, had the ability to give life to the image of the beast. And we don't know yet exactly what that means. But we know that the image of the beast, I don't know. There's all kinds of possibilities here. Are they going to be able to make an image of a person, let's say, and put, the consciousness of that person inside that that robot, that device there? Instead of artificial intelligence, it's going to have the consciousness of that other individual there. I don't know. It sure is a possibility, but this is what we're talking about here, that the ability of these AI in these supercomputers to be able to transform human beings into something else. They will cease to be human beings, and they will be, become a part of another, I guess, another species, another evolved species that, they've been testing these chimeras all the time, and they may be trying to create the super soldier. So who knows? Maybe this is where all these things are heading, where eventually the mark of the beast, whenever that happens, is going to be able to activate a dormant DNA strand in all human beings. The scientists have found the human beings have these, they call it junk DNA, which I don't think is no junk DNA. I think it's there for a reason. So when it gets activated, we are going to be... We're probably going to be like we used to be back, I'm not saying me because I ain't going to take it, but human beings are going to become like they were back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lived, a long, long, long time forever. They didn't get sick. They did not get wounded. They had super intelligence because after the... after the fall, what happened was that a large part of that DNA was deactivated in the human brain and in the human species.
Yes.
And so it's still there. We still have it, but it's not activated. So could these people come up with the technology, activate?
Yeah,
that's where we're heading.
Yeah. In fact, I was just reading an article, and I don't know if it tied into chemtrails or not, but the implication was possibly that all the chemtrail operations have, they've done some, what do they call them, micro, they're little tiny creatures that they can activate.
Nanoparticles.
And they're little, they can be programmed. So it gets into your blood, then all they got to do is turn it on. And when you look at some of the stuff that is in the movies, like Stargate and stuff like that, what are we watching? Holographic stuff, mm-hmm. basically. Where in I think it was in Stargate where they or not Stargate but what did they call that? It was a show anyway where they could on their UFO that they were flying around the universe with. They had these programs which were holographic, and they would send their people into this program for training purposes, and it was all for the world real. And there are those scientists who are claiming that basically what we're looking at in the universe, and they claim that it answers a lot more questions than standard non-holographic, that the holographic, they're calling it a holographic universe, and that what we are in is a matrix, a holographic matrix. And more of these very wealthy people are attempting, evidently, to punch a hole through this matrix. And I've often wondered what CERN was really about in that regard. Obviously, they're into a whole lot of things. But could they be attempting, if they really feel that we are in some sort of a holographic matrix, could they be attempting to punch a hole to escape? Do you think? What do you think, guys? This is off the beaten track, of course.
Well, that's really interesting thinking, Stuart. But, you know, what y'all were sharing and talking about the DNA maybe being changed, et cetera, et cetera. I was remembering back biblically, the biblical Nimrod. I can't remember exactly how it said it, but, you know, he became more, I think, than human. Something began to change him, and, of
yes.
course, he was known as a mighty hunter, et cetera, et cetera. And then if I remember right, too, in the Chronicles of some kind, ancient history, talk about Gilgamesh, I've read that. I believe
yes.
that he became, something happened to him that he became more than human. Something happened to him, and it was reported that he was like one-third human and two-thirds, you know, above human quality. So they were apparently changed from what they originally were, and so I'm thinking that might dovetail into what you guys are talking about exactly now, that they could begin to change the or turn on parts of our DNA that's been turned off for who knows how long, maybe since the flood, and people begin to change unwillingly. They don't even know. They just begin to change. I remember, and I know, Stuart, you remember a guy by the name of Casbolt.
Oh, yes, James.
I think he's dead now, but he was from England, and he talked about underground projects, black projects, where they were doing this to people already.
Well, that's interesting, Larry, what you were sharing. And as you were sharing, I was thinking, because, you know, you and I have talked about this several times. And the interesting thing about this is that this is in every human being. Not just these bad people. This is in every human being. It's inside of us, too. And the Almighty can very easily also trigger that dormant DNA strand and turn us, if he wants to, turn us into Samsons.
Yes, I
was thinking, you know, could that have been maybe what happened to Samson? the Lord maybe triggered that DNA in him, because the strength and the power that Samson had was supernatural. And nobody could hurt him. Yeah, nobody could hurt him. Nobody could hurt him. Nobody could touch him. He was super powerful, super strong. And but the Bible doesn't say anything. It just says that the Lord's hand was upon him. And, you know, I like to think many times. I go in my brain. I go to places that maybe I shouldn't go. But I was thinking, could that maybe be something that happened to Samson? Could that, there were men during the days of David that they were even called the mighty men, David's mighty men of valor. And there are stories also in Scripture about some of those events occurring. But, we don't know. The point is, this DNA is dormant in everyone. And could this be the DNA that, the Antichrist, he's going to try to trigger it. He will trigger it for evil in his people. Mm-hmm. But the Lord, supernaturally, without the chip, without the mark of the beast, supernaturally, could trigger those same dormant DNAs in his people, in his elect, but for good, not for evil.
For the final witness, because it says they're able to do, and Jesus himself made the comment, you'll be able to do more than I do.
Yeah.
And we lay that up to faith, but perhaps it's a lot more than faith, because the DNA and the blood, that's where the life is. And obviously, I think, myself anyway, that the Lord can pretty much do what he wants. And, we have these scientists that are, if you look at the motto everywhere of the CFR,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to mimic God, that they have total information awareness of everything that's going on all around them. And it's based upon a silicon life form. There was a guy that did a lot of research, and I never can remember his name, but he laid down this premise. I'd like your guys' comment on it. He said, is it possible that Satan's life form, when he materializes, is silicon-based, not carbon-based, and that this golem computer thing is really kind of a manifestation of Satan's ability to be everywhere all at one time, a mimic of God? We don't know other types of life forms, but obviously if the Lord can create a carbon-based life form, why can't he create a silicon-based life form? I mean, a computer is a silicon-based operation, but it seems like it has a spirit to it, that it's a spiritual thing as well, and it's tightening this web, and of course the WWW is a 666 in Hebrew. And why would they call it that? Why would they preface all your addresses with a WWW or a 666? And if you go into the book of Daniel, he talks about it, the mark of the beast. He talks about it is in Revelation of the 666. It's even on our national symbols. The pyramid underneath, the date down below there is not what it seems, 1776. It is actually a 666 in disguise, top and bottom, one for ancient Babylon, one for modern Babylon. It's amazing how the Lord uses mathematics for all of this. And it just makes you wonder exactly how far does this thing go. And what are we really when it comes to that sort of a thing? What do you think?
Well, my little short answer here, and I'd like Augusto's opinion on this. Stuart, as you was talking there, I was thinking, I was trying to apply the carbon base and the silicon base to a biblical concept of some kind, and what I came up with when I did that was, could the biblical standard, in other words, when you talked about, the silicon-based life form and the carbon-based life form, could that possibly be the biblical iron and the clay symbolically? And that's why, even though the Bible clearly says they try to mix the iron and the clay, they will not mix. They never mix completely. They always, the clay is the weaker and probably the has more, I guess what you could call, instead of assets, it'd be more debits or whatever. But yeah, but what do you think, silicon and carbon versus the same thing biblically as iron and clay?
Well,
well
you
that's...
could extend that to the fallen ones, because they would probably be silicon-based. You know, every time you see these movies where they cut an alien or he gets cut up, that his blood is always green. So they know there's a difference. They're telling us about a huge DNA difference. What do you think, Augusto?
Well, there is a reason why they called Silicon Valley in California Silicon Valley. And, of course, that's where they make the microchips. So we go back now to the microchipping and we were talking earlier about this artificial intelligence being implemented into the human beings, but of course that is not going to work. I think that's probably where we're heading. I think that's probably where we're heading. The silicon, they want to form a human being, a transhuman that is part silicon and part carbon based. Which is basically,
exactly.
What we were talking about before, part artificial and part human, and they want to do that, and that is where the alien technology comes in, because that is what the aliens have used, but anyways, that is what they're trying, that is the experiment they're trying to do here. To make a more perfect entity here on the earth, but that is the beast system. It's not human. The Lord rejects that, and that is why I believe personally that if they try, whenever they try to do this to humanity, whoever allows that, any human that allows that to be done to themselves. And they become, partial silicon-based and then part human, carbon-based, they will cease to be part of the human, race. Therefore, they are irredeemable. They will not, Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer. He came to die for human beings, not for, half-breeds.
Yes.
So that is basically what this is all about. And, it's when the people receive the mark, they are beyond redeemable. It's not because, it's not like people think, because they accept the Antichrist, or they bow down to the Antichrist, or they worship the Antichrist, or that's not it. I have seen people that worship the devil, and they were saved and they were set free. And they were washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they were baptized and received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. And, so that's not it. That does not – look at Saul. He became Paul. He murdered people. He killed Christians. I mean, you just can't go much further than that and still be redeemed. And so that's not it. What we're talking about here is – ceasing to be a human being, which is what you're talking about, Stuart, and silicon based, and Larry, human beings are based on the on carbon, they're carbon based, and not silicon, and that is the problem. That is where we're heading, and they want to turn people into automatons,
hybrids.
hybrids, yeah, chimeras. And this is where we are heading. This is what is going on. I don't believe it, they're going to get there, because the Almighty is not going to allow it. I believe he's about ready to put a stop to this experiment. But this is where we are. This is where we're going. And the danger here is that we are getting there very fast now. You know, everything is being multiplied by multiples of 10 exponentially. So what for example, what may have taken them 100 years until the 1970s or 80s, now it takes them 10 years. And what may have taken them 10 years back in the 90s, okay, and the early 2000s, maybe now it only takes them a couple of years, 2-3 years, or months.
Or less. Yeah.
So that is the danger we're in right now, that this thing is just going, lightning fast. And so it's impossible to predict where this thing is going to end up and how fast.
Well, it's kind of interesting, though, that if you have a hybrid, and obviously everything is made through DNA because the Lord set it up that way. So even if they were a silicon-based life form, not a carbon-based life, they have their own DNA. And there were a lot of people that made, when the 9/11 attack occurred and the two twin towers came down, or the two strands of DNA, and they were going to combine this and make a hybrid form. So we have one tower and hybrids, basically. So that is exactly what they're going for. Tom Horn has done a lot of research on that, and I think Steve Quayle as well. I don't know. It's just fascinating to me that if you could merge these two strands of DNA, carbon and silicon, you would have an absolute hybrid that would be on redemption. Because like you said, a lot of people do not realize kinsman redeemer law. They don't seem to understand how that works. And when Noah, in the Bible, in Genesis, it says Noah was perfect in all his generations, is referring not to, he obviously was righteous, but it's referring to the carbon-based DNA that it had not been tampered with the interbreeding of the aliens. That's the way I read it. Is that right, you guys?
Yeah, it's
Larry?
I think you're reading that right. And this brings up kind of an interesting note here, too. I know Augusto's seen some type of creatures that were coming that were super creatures. But recently, and I think both you guys may have seen this report of this Jeremy that had a near-death experience. He went to heaven, and he was sent back and shown the future, and his mother actually put a YouTube out recently, and what he talked about was the warning from Jesus that we were going into World War III, and that also, and this is what I'm focusing on here, also that there would be a war of the alien demon creatures, as he called them. What do you think, Augusto?
Yeah, I think it's going to, we're going to see this again. We're going to see the return of the giants and these creatures. Now, there's a lot of these children now that are seeing these goat-horned, creatures, like monsters, coming from under the earth. And, this is happening a lot now. The children are having visions of these things.
Yes.
And they're having visions of lava, magma coming from under the ground, the earth opening up, and the magma coming up from under the earth, and as well as these creatures. And, I have seen that too. I have seen magma coming up from under the ground now on a couple of dreams I've had. And so I know this is very close. this is getting very close now. And will this, when these things happen, will these creatures come up? Could be. It could be happening in Antarctica. It could be happening in different parts of the world. It could be happening when CERN opens the bottomless pit. And I believe that is the key that is going to open the bottomless pit, CERN. And this technology was given to men by these fallen angels. And so we are, we are going to see this event happen very, very, very soon. And what all of these children and young people have said, all of them said the same thing. They said that there's World War III coming. There's going to be a nuclear holocaust that will take place. And they all agreed and said the same thing, that this is not what people need to worry about. What the people need to worry about is what is coming after this global holocaust. That is what is going to be horrifying. And so all the children and the young people are saying the same thing. And what they are horrified about is not nuclear bombs falling on people's heads and destroying cities and people. No, that's not what they're horrified about. What they're horrified about is these creatures, these entities, these monsters that begin to appear all over the place, and they begin to devour people and tear people from limb to limb, and devour them while they are still alive. And so, I heard the video of this one of these young people, and this young man was so impacted by the visions that he had that he could not control himself. He could not stop sobbing. Now, this boy was not a Christian. He was not a believer, and for some reason the Lord chose him. He chose to give him those visions. When he came out of those visions, he could barely speak, and his uncle was trying to do the interview while he was still having the visions. He was still seeing things. And so this is happening more and more. And one of the things that I do now every time I go overseas is ask the young people there if God has shown them anything, any experiences they have had, because I know that God is showing these things to the children, as it says in the book of Joel, in the last days the young men shall see visions and the old men shall dream dreams. And on my handmaidens, and they shall prophesy. And so we are in those days right now, and it is going to be something to watch. Like I've told Larry, he and I've talked about it. If we're going to be here, and we're going to be left to engage these giants, these entities, whatever they are, we're gonna need some help. We're gonna need some activating of those dormant DNA in my body if I'm gonna be able to handle them creatures. What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. If we are here, and that brings us to a vision that David Wilkinson had. And again, when you see these visions, sometimes you do ask questions. Well, is it valid? So you kind of tuck it away. But he was a man after the Lord's heart. There's no question about it. He said that we are taken out. Now, who we are, I guess one could debate, is this the church or is this those, like you were saying, that are seeing things and the pew warmers just get left behind? But what he said was, when the nuclear bombs are going off, we are removed. Now, I don't know, you know, whether that's true or not. But when you examine the scriptures, Jesus says, pray always that you can stand before the Son of Man and escape all these things that shall come upon the earth.
Right.
And maybe part of this thing is the giants, as well as an impact event or several impact events. But I agree with you. I think we're right on the cusp. I don't think there's any question at all about it. The great star sign, I think, proves it beyond any question. It is not coincidental that Jupiter, representing the man-child, is born. And then they find, guess where this destroyer picture that's peeking out now is? Right there to devour the Son of Man when he's born, or Israel, however you want to look at it. No, that can't be coincidental.
No.
So
no.
If you have a sign and nothing happens when you have that sign, what good are signs? And
yeah.
So it does make you wonder, you know, how many signs can we have? We had the bookend lunar eclipses, right, bookending Passover and Tabernacles twice. That's kind of like a verily, verily from the Lord. I'm saying unto you, Israel, get ready. We're going back to the Lord's feast days. So get ready, because things are going to start to change. I think he's getting, I'd like your opinion on this too, guys. Is the age of grace almost closed? I get the impression it probably is. If it isn't, it's awful close.
Yeah,
what
we are almost there. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But I just want to add this real quick, and then Larry can, you know, can share. This is in Revelation 12. You were reading from Revelation 12, and we have mentioned Revelation 12, and this is what we are alluding to that's going to happen September 23rd, is Revelation 12, about the vision that John saw appeared in heaven, a sign in heaven, a woman clothed with a sun, and there's a moon under her feet. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and being with child, she cried and travailed in birth and pain and to be delivered. And another sign in heaven, that behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, this mini constellation, Nibiru system has 7 planets,
Yes.
So that is something that we had never thought of, that scripture, as, you know, from that point of view. But the fact that he has 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads, and there's more there. There's more there than meets the eye, okay? There's more there. There's a lot there. Because, and we don't have time to get into it, but if you know, there is a book about Atlantis, a very old book, about about Atlantis and the pre-Atlantis age, the antediluvian age before Atlantis, and I read that book many years ago, and he talks about how Atlantis had 10 rulers, 10
yep.
kings, and those 10 kings, many of them are mentioned in the Bible. Okay, those were 10 kings. Now it is very interesting that. You know, and of course, you know, there was a Hercules and all this, and all this is tied into the Genesis 6 and the fallen angels, you know, and the mighty man there that existed,
mighty
and so
man.
Forth and so on. But
yes.
The thing I wanted to bring out is that this mini solar system has called the Red Dragon that we were talking about earlier, that is right there between the legs of Virgo, waiting for Jupiter to come out, okay, has 7 heads. 7 heads. And then he has 10 horns. 10 horns means rulers. That's what those 10
yes.
horns are, 10 rulers, 10 kings, 10 rulers, okay? And the 7 crowns upon their heads. Now, that is pretty much similar to what is mentioned afterwards, that the Antichrist is going to be, there are going to be 10 kings that are
yes.
going to be given to rule with him for an hour. Now, these 10 kings, could that be those 10 kings that are coming back, those Anunnaki that Stan Dale talks so much about, he's heard rumors. Could those be those 10 kings, those 10 Anunnaki kings that rule and govern back then in Atlantis, the antediluvian world? You know, I don't know. This is just speculation, but it's a pretty good speculation if you ask me. And it has seven crowns upon their upon each head, those seven heads. And then he says the tail drew a third of the stars of heaven, cast them to the earth. Anyway, you read the whole chapter, talks about the male child, which rules the nations with a rod of iron, which, it, of course, is talking about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, but is also talking about the man-child who are going to rule and reign with Christ. And if you go read the chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Revelation, it makes that very obvious there, that you know, those that overcome, the overcomers, are going to rule and reign with him. Okay, so that they are part of the of those that, and then there's another scripture there in chapter 2 and chapter 3 that they're going to rule with a staff, you know, with a rod of iron. They're going to rule with Jesus Christ, with a king, with a rod of iron. And so that is the child. That is that child. Anyways, if you keep reading that, when you go to the next chapter, and this is where I wanted to go, because I know we don't have a lot of time. When you go to chapter 13, that is when the beast comes out, okay, with the seven heads already. The beast is manifested in the world with the seven heads and ten horns, and now these horns already have ten crowns, okay? The horns now have ten crowns, which means that now these ten rulers are now have received authority. Just like in another scripture says, and to them was given authority to rule with a beast for 1 hour, with the Antichrist. So these ten horns, these ten rulers, are going to be given crowns, which means power, to rule, okay, to rule with this man, to rule with this beast. Okay? Now, this is in chapter 13, Stuart and Larry. This is right after 12.
Yes.
Which means this, if chapter 12 is fulfilled, if, okay, and this is a big if, I'm not saying it will, but if it is fulfilled, September 23rd, during that season of time, around that time, if chapter 12 is fulfilled, could that mean that chapter 13 comes right after?
I think so, because you see, you got the Club of Rome that's already divided the world into 10 bioregions. If you go into the United Nations meditation room, you got 10 chairs. Actually, there's 11 chairs. This 11th chair, which is an interesting number, is the Antichrist himself. So this could well be. Now, what Stan Dale said, when the arrival takes place, then the world is kind of run, I guess, pretty much, by the aliens. It's an alien-human hybrid form of government.
Well, that's what this ten horns are, I believe, in my opinion. You know, they call them the masters, you know, the ancient masters. They call them different names.
Yes.
But I think that's what this is all about here, and we're reading in Revelation 12. And when they come, you know, when they're given the key to open the bottomless pit, I believe the pit through CERN, I believe that's what that is all about. I think when that happens, these entities are going to come over here to this side from that mini solar system. Call them Anunnaki. Call them fallen angels, call them whatever. But that, I think that's what that is. And when that happens, that begins the implementation of the beast system, which is going back to what you were talking about, Larry and Stuart, you know, the silicon-based and the carbon base coming together.
Well, what do you think, Larry?
Oh, it sounds like that's where we're looking at, and I can understand why, you know, as Augusto said, some people said, well, don't worry too much about World War III, worry about what comes after. That's a good point.
Yeah, one might wish that David Wilkinson was right, that we go out as the bombs are falling. That's the way he kind of worded it, that almost like the Lord used the rapture of his people as kind of, it was done kind of covertly. The bombs are falling and they're leaving at the same time. Sort of like how the Lord does operate many, many times, waiting till the last second before he moves. So, yeah, this is fascinating. What's your take on North Korea? We're talking about World War III. What is your take, Augusto and Larry, on what's going on there? Are we going to watch the beginning of World War III right there, do you think?
Well, I think they're pushing it. The neocons, the deep state is pushing it. That's what they want. I think Trump is being, you know, I personally believe President Trump is under threat right now. He is,
yep.
He is under pressure. He's under threat. He has been threatened. I don't have time to get into why I believe that. He has been threatened, and his family has been threatened. And the neocons there that he has there, the generals, the military men, are being manipulated and controlled by the neocons, the deep state, and that's what they want. That's what they want. However, there's a lot of things going on, and what I am praying for and the intercessors need to pray for is that China...
Hello?
Yeah?
Larry, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
I'm wondering,
okay.
Here he comes. Yeah, go ahead. You faded out there, Augusto.
Okay. So what I'm praying and what I am asking, you know, and sharing with the intercessors to do is to pray that China intervenes and maybe reaches some kind of deal with the generals there in North Korea. That maybe the generals there, the top brass, the military in North Korea, are offered some kind of deal by China, and they basically do a coup d'etat there and just take down this guy, this maniac, this crazy guy, and then China takes over North Korea basically, and then you know tries to restore some kind of normalcy there and. That people can get some food finally, and you know, and China takes over, maybe North Korea, maybe over the whole Korean Peninsula. I don't know what deals they made with Trump, the Chinese prime minister, but I think that is the only way out of this, Stuart and Larry. I think anything else is going to be devastating, the loss of life. Millions and millions of people dying in South Korea, Seoul, in Japan, in maybe Hawaii, maybe the west coast of the U.S., other parts of the U.S., and New York City. There is a drill being planned for the next several days in New York City. What's that all about? Could that be a false flag? You know, all kinds of stuff going on, all alarm bells going off. And so that, to me, is the only way out of this. Anything else would be devastating.
Well, we are in that 13 occultic holiday period, and tomorrow is a very specific day. 4/22/2017 adds up to 18, which is a 6 plus 6 plus 6. So I would have my eyes on tomorrow and also towards May Day. The communist victory day, because there's a lot going on. I think you're right, because why else would China have hundreds of thousands of troops along the border? Now Russia has moved up some stuff. China's moved up some heavy bombers. It almost seems as though maybe Trump made a deal with them. Yeah, go ahead. You can take Korea. And we need the rare earth minerals for our stuff, of which North Korea has a lot of that sort of thing that China wants and needs, and probably the Soviets as well. So I don't know. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's very interesting. The time frame for this this nuclear EMP or nuclear attack against New York City or Manhattan, this grill that they're planning next week, it also falls into the same time frame, basically, of a coronal hole that just opened on the sun. I posted that today, by the way. And
I saw
about
that.
And so all of this is chiming together at the same time, and we don't have time to talk about it, but we've recently, you and I both, Stuart, have received information about local authorities and FEMA and et cetera, being involved in
yes.
Very low-key communications and hardwiring, like Faraday cage information coming up. So they're expecting something. You know, I think the next few days through May 1st and probably on after that, we really need to be watchful and cautious.
What say you, Augusto? Yeah, I could add into that. Yeah, we even locally here, there have been some FEMA activity dealing with what appears to be EMP devices or protection against an EMP attack. And it, like Larry said, it's kind of low-key, but evidently this is going on all around the United States. It may be related to the kill shot. Maybe they know about that, or maybe this is an EMP event that they know is coming from the North Korean satellite, or maybe they do it themselves. Who knows? With the Illuminati, you never quite know. What
yeah.
do you think?
Well, remember President Obama, when he was still president, remember he made mention of a nuclear device going off in New York City. Now, I thought when he said that back then, I thought he was weird. And now it's beginning to make sense. And what comes to mind is, could this drill that they're planning, could this be the false flag where they do this and then blame it on, let's say, on Russia or North Korea or both, you know, to start World War III. I wouldn't put it past them. And they want to do something. They want to start something. These people are bloodthirsty. They want a war. And the reason I think they want a war is because the President Trump and his administration are very close to bringing down the whole pedophile ring that involves a lot of those big shots all the way up to the White House, okay, and past presidents are involved
yes.
in pedophile rings. And, Trey Gowdy just reported that, and it came out in the news, he was doing a private investigation, okay, Congress was doing an investigation outside of the FBI mm-hmm. into a pedophile ring there in Arkansas. And they were going into Little Rock, Arkansas, when they disappeared. And, what came to my mind was, isn't Slick Willie from Arkansas, from Little Rock, Arkansas? Isn't that where
yes,
he's
he
from?
Is. Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
wow. You got to remember, Bill and Hillary both basically came out of Arkansas. And also at the same time, remember the older Bush was involved with MENA, and a number of, a lot of people have been run over by trains in MENA.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, we got
yeah,
about,
so these people,
40...
to complete my thought, is they know that these people, Sessions and Trey Gowdy and many in the Trump administration are sniffing. They're starting sniffing around, and they're beginning to dig, okay, like a hound dog. They're beginning to dig around their yard, and they know sooner or later they're going to find some dead man's bones in their yard, and they know that they're going to, the whole thing is going to come tumbling down. We're talking about big names in Congress, senators, and go ahead.
Yeah, we got to go. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks so much for staying on, Augusto. But we're out of time. Yeah, we're out of time. Okay. Thanks for coming on. Thanks, Larry.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good night.
Good night.